Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Wow, mate. Fellow adventurers, once again, we are back with Sir Croakington. And once again, we'll be going to my big fancy residence. Now, by going behind the mirror of gating 9 times, most of which have been off mic, you unlock something. Now, before I do that something, I'm going to want to make some room in my inventory. So I'm going to pause while I do that. Okay, I've done that. I've sold a couple of loot things, stored a few things, including the engraved troll bond, because that's quite heavy. Although I will be getting it out again eventually, because I want a bonk. I want to bonk something. Anyhow. Functional upgrades. Mirror of gating. Examine the iron plaque next to the mirror. Oddly enough, a close examination reveals the outline to be the shape of the head of a cassowary. 9 strange wounds have recently been engraved beneath the outline of the cassowary head. To the right of the wounds, you spot a faint etching of the number 9. Touch the 9 engraved runes. The instant your fingers brush against the wounds beneath the etched outline of the cassowary head, a pulsing hum fills the air. You turn and discover that a swirling grey vortex now fills the entirety of the mirror's flame. A sense of dread comes over you as your eyes fixate on the churning core of the magical gate. Step into the portal. That has never turned out bad for Sir Croakington. You think it would, but it hasn't. The instant you step into the swirling portal, everything goes black and you tumble headlong into a silent void. Only a split second later, the darkness lifts, and you're once again standing on solid ground at the end of a broad, torch-lit stone passage. Suddenly, the sound of your own voice being whispered from somewhere nearby sends a shudder through you. With your pulse racing, you instinctively turn in the direction of unnerving utterance. Behind you, swirling in the middle of the torchlit corridor, directly in front of the swirling portal for which you entered this unknown lair, is the glowing apparition of a young woman. The young, ghostly woman, her hair tied back into 3 long braid smiles and brows. The apparition laughs and a smile broadens. At long last, she cries. I would never dream it would take someone this long to make use of the plaque. How'd you like it? The mirror is also my doing, of course. At least it was, originally. Know that you're now in the halls of a great lord. A lord among the Catamarans. Vile things these Catamarans are too. If you're bold enough to wade the treasure chambers, you might find some things worth the effort. Mind yourself now, and take care. You attempt to speak to the ghostly woman, but she suddenly vanishes, leaving you alone at the end of the torchlit hall. You're standing at the southern end of a broad stone passage, blazing torches, sconced at regular intervals along both sides of the corridor, scatter the gloom with their bright, flickering glow. Behind you, against a wall, hovering only inches off the floor, is the swirling grey portal through You step through to enter this lair. With any luck, the portal will take you back through the moor of gating and into the safer confines of Oak World Keep. Now, I'm going to see what I can do here first. Because I must have been sent here for some reason. Your abrupt progress along, your cautious progress on the torchlit passage comes to an abrupt halt as two armoured catawalks stride into view just ahead. The pair of catmen, clad in scale shirts, their clawed hands resting on the hilts of swords that hang at their sides, appear to be patrolling the corridors. Thankfully, it doesn't seem that you've yet been spotted. Well, might as well just attack them. You know, they can't raise an alarm if they're dead. You know, unless they have some very... Well, if they're ants, they could, because they release the dead ant pheromone. I'll send all the ants running, but I don't think they can. They can't raise the alarm if they're dead. Pressed up against the passage wall, partly hidden behind a thick stone column, you wait until the pair of catawalk are nearly upon you before leaping out, so swinging out and launching an attack that lands right on their head and takes them by surprise, despite being startled by your stealthy assault. The two catawalk quickly recover their wits and move to surround you. Begin combat. With the catawalk guardian, one of two. The catawalk guardian executes a deadly attack. Doesn't really do much damage though, because I think it's being sort of oversold, this attack. The enemy deals you a savage blow for 13 damage. Oh, and this one was scaled to 8+. It is slain. 25 XP. The second of the two catawalks leaps nimbly over the bloody remains of the first and slashes out at you with his sword. Catawalk guardian, 2 of 2. Excuse deadly attack. And slain. Now, unfortunately, I don't think there's any sort of anti-catawalk weapons. So I just have to fight them with whatever. Well, because you don't really fight that many catawalks in this game. Let's see, how many times do you fight them? There's the one you fight 9 times. Let's see, there's one in the Wing of Illusion. There's these ones. There's the Mirror of Gating ones, but you know what? I'm going to look it up. Yeah, that is pretty much it, where you actually fight catawalk. You do meet catawalk in other circumstances. So I guess that's probably why it isn't a anti-catawalk weapon. You just don't fight them that often. Unless, of course, you do the Mirror of Gating 3 times a day and do this little thing every 3 days. Because you always do it, then you'd be fighting a lot of them. But even then, that'll be less than the amount of undead you'll fight and less than the amount of goblins you'll fight by doing the Hall of Ruin again and again. And a lot less than the amount of bugs you'll fight by just doing Tarn. So, yeah. Not a priority, an anti-catawalk weapon. I'm not sure what it would be. It would, I don't know, just a hose, which is a saw, which also has a little spray can on water. So it just sprays a little bit of water and go like, oh, or something like that. Taking a few moments to check over your equipment, you make a quick search through the remains of the two catawalk and discover the following, just generic loot. Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you drag the bodies of your slain foes to the side of the passage, once again setting off on your way. Okay, this dungeon seems to be sort of waffle shape. And I start on the south side, and I make my way west. Okay, I'm in the southwest corner. His alcove's to the west. Alcove's to the south. Scott, we're going south. As you attempt to step into the small, dark chamber just off the main passage, a barrier of crackling golden energy appears, filling the arch that leads to the unlit room. You wisely step back. Okay, whatever, go west. Nope, that's blocked off too. Okay, I'm on the western side in the middle. Go west. All right, another barrier. It's another two of those Cat'n Walk. Attack the Cat'n Walk. We're sprawling out by and surprised. I'm just gonna quick combat Mario through these. One of two. Two of two, 25 experience of reach. Oh, and 18 gold as well. All right, and northwest side. Can't get anywhere yet. Maybe north side? The bright flickering glow of torches ensconced along the passage walls at regular intervals provides enough light for you to explore these corridors without the use of your reliable light source. Ah, that's convenient. It does take quite a while for me to top it up secretly while I'm not there. But Sir Crokinius does that. Okay, we've got a cross shape of question marks in the middle. I'm going to check out the north side. You suddenly freeze. Up ahead, standing beneath the flickering glow of one of the many torches that light these passages, are two scale armored catwalk. The two men appear to be standing guard in this section of the corridor. Luckily, I haven't yet been spotted, so I can retreat. Attack or try to sneak past them. I'm going to try to sneak past them. With your every nerve alive, you just gently go across the floor and hope they don't look. In a bold attempt to move unseen past the catwalk guards, picking a number. Bonus of 50, 20 from thievery, 20 from agility, and 10 from luck. Pick now. I'm going to get 75 or more, and I just got it. Ooh, that was close. The two catwalk never once just keep looking straight ahead and don't bother to look down. Because I'm honestly looking down is a bloody pain sometimes. Unless you're feeling, I don't know, particularly depressed, or you're looking for cool bugs, in which case you'll be looking down a lot. The two catwalk never once glance in your direction. As you casually walk between their legs without them even noticing. You're standing in a large, vaulted set intersection of four broad passages. A tall iron lever protrudes from a slot on the centre of the floor here. The lever is currently standing straight up. It appears to be moved either to the left or the right. I guess this lever will open up the chambers. Move the lever to the left. You carefully move the lever all the way to the left. All right, I'm going west. It's two catwalk guards again. I'll just attack them. You creep forward, getting as close as possible to the two catwalk, before springing out of the shadows and just bowling right into them, despite the speed and the stealth of your assault. The catwalk fall back and raise the alarm. Their piercing howls echo loudly throughout the torch-lit halls. Look, looks like I didn't kill them quick enough. Within seconds, more catwalk flood the passage from all directions, cutting off any chance you might have had to escape. As you defiantly draw yourself into combat-ready stance, you quickly count a total of eight of the vicious catmen closing in on you. With flight not an option, you bravely prepare to engage the fearsome horde. First of the catwalk, the blade of his sword gleaming in the flickering light of the nearby torches, rushes forward and attacks Catwalk Guardian 1 of 8. The Catwalk Guardian executes deadly attacks, average blow 14 damage. Yet it fights like all the other guardians we fought before. So I'll be quick combating the rest of them. 25 XP, The catawalk collapses to the floor. An ever-widening pool of blood swiftly appears beneath the slain warrior's lifeless body. The next catawalk, his clawed hands tightly gripping the hilt of his sword, bounds forward and attacks to evade. Quick combat. Another 25 XP. That dies like the first one. I'm just going to quick combat my way through. Number four. 25 XP for each of them. And here's number six. And here's the penultimate. The last of the catawalks, seemingly unaffected by the bloody corpses, his kin litter the ground at his feet. Is it really dumb or really brave? Or perhaps it's more afraid of, presumably whoever the big boss is. The big boss whose treasure we're about to steal. Than of me, because after all I can do is kill it. His big boss can kill it in really nasty ways and kill its family, or who knows. Or maybe it could. Also, it could be that it's got that nine life thing, and being dead is just an inconvenience. And then once I've left, they all go, that's one of my arms done. That's what I do. You're on your last life. You better go take your pension. Yeah, you shouldn't be here. You keep getting killed. So last life, you go do something clerical. Do some clerical stuff. Come on. We can have a union. For union, it's a waltz. You don't get put on dangerous work if it's your last life. Oh, yeah. Or maybe it's on a lot of catnip and it just doesn't even notice. Quick combat. And slaying, 25 XP. The catamaran collapses onto the floor. An ever-widening pool of blood swiftly appears beneath the slain warrior's lifeless body. 128 experience to general. With no more catawalk before you, you step back and lean up against the wall of the passage. I don't really do that. I just sit on the ground a bit and attempt to recover from the break of the brutal fight. That is not flight. Flight is later. They should. Flight is what they should have done, but they didn't because reasons. A search through the remains of the slain catman reveals the following. All right, it's some loot, and pretty decent loot, and 22 gold. Four in the form of a trinket. As the unnerving sound of swift and soft footfalls begin to echo along the passage. Decide it's too dangerous to linger here any longer and probably set off on your way. Oh yeah, and having done that, the question marks around the middle point are all gone. Because presumably, all eight of the guards that make up those four sets just all converged at once. Which sort of makes sense. It's another two armored catamaran. It's going to attack these two. Don't know why they weren't there a few minutes ago when a whole bunch came, but maybe they were off in a corner somewhere. Or maybe they were having a fag break. Or whatever the catamaran equivalent is. Probably catnip. Are catamaran affected by catnip? Wait, 28 gold. Okay, let's go. Southwest corner. The instant you cross the threshold of this small dome chamber, a pale golden light floods the room, bathing the cluttered space in a warm, reassuring glow. A small collection of objects is heaped in the centre of this chamber. You quickly embark on an examination of what has been stored here. No, nothing good here. And like with all these loot drops, once you leave, it disappears. Now, maybe this is part of the magic of the chamber. Or maybe this is just, you know, just how the game's programmed. I'm going to go a bit Watsonian for this. So presumably, once the chamber's open, you have to put in a special password. Otherwise, all the treasure is disappeared.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6 tool power tool combo kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high quality, high performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Which is a bloody pain, because you know what? You open your treasure chamber, but then you're not quite sure whether your password is colour with a U or colour with no U. Was it 67 or 76? And while you're doing that, that's all your treasure goes. Really annoying. Anyway, nothing was in that one. And now the question mark has disappeared. And now Western side. Also a pretty disappointing load for 22 gold tokens. More Catawak. Another two of them turned up. Honestly, I'm surprised they keep bothering. Surely they're seeing all these corpses around here now. So many corpses, just all over the place. I mean, honestly, there's so many dead catawalk, it's getting slippy. It's just like you're trying to walk around and go, ah, too much blood. Ah. Oh, no. There's another dead catawalk. It's even more slippy. And then the rest of it going, yeah. And then I loot it will. And since it's toads, Croakington has a low centre of gravity and is an amphibian and all that. Doesn't slip on all the blood that's just all over the place. Oh, and a sturdy spear as well. All right, let's try Western side. Small collection of objects. Oh, well, this is all disappointing. 22 gold. Now, this is supposed to be a really good, but maybe the good stuff's later. Right, Northwest side. Western bit. Okay, this is better. A massive hoard. The Institute crossed the threshold of this small dome chamber. Pale golden light floods the room, bathing the cluttered space in a warm, reassuring glow. A massive hoard of objects is piled up high in the centre of the chamber. You quickly embark upon a thorough examination or the treasure that's been stored here, okay? Common, 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 common. All right, getting better, getting better. Bone sleeve, superior leather helm, padded cap. Yeah, it just keeps scrolling down. Superior scale greaves, exceptional iron rod. All right, and that takes up nearly half my encumbrance. With just the stuff there. Oh, and 63 gold as well. And if I don't take it, it disappears. Because the password or it's gone thing, very much in effect here. Okay, north side of this corner. Another massive horde of objects. All right, I'll start collecting at the bottom because that's where the good stuff is. Chain boots, it's all pretty valuable. All right, I picked up all the good stuff. There's a lot of common weapons, but those only sell for about 2 or 3 gold, so not really worth picking up. Especially when there's all this much nicer stuff to get. Oh, and 69 gold, which is nice. All right, and north side. Small collection of objects. All right, I pick up the one good bit. And 17 gold tokens. All right, anything on the north? Oh, another two of those Catawalk Guardians? Honestly, you think that'll start wandering around in more than pairs now. But maybe they're just not paying attention. Because all this shiny stuff is distracting. All right, northwest corner. And no, unlit. Yeah, and there's a barrier. All right, move the lever to the right. All right. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Small collection of objects. Some pretty good stuff still. All right, and eastern side of northeast corner. Common padded shirt and 7 gold. Yeah, thing is, if we got all massive hordes, then we wouldn't even be able to carry most of it back. Unless you spent a few thousand pounds on donations and got lots of swift donation points, then you could get a carrying capacity upgrade. And there's other things that can do that too. But I don't think any of those are accessible right now. All right, I'm taking the good stuff. Ooh, sturdy plate boots. Okay. I'm going to start dropping some stuff. Drop this long sword. Drop this sturdy broadsword. Okay, I'll take some stuff now. Well-crafted dirk, leather boots, padded sash, padded cap, battle space. Yes, that is this thing. With your regular encumbrance, you're going to run out of space. Our 185 gold as well. Attack the cat and rock again. Okay, bone belt. That's just common. Small collection of objects, sturdy leather helm amongst them. Okay, our belts. Drop a bone belt. Pick up the sturdy leather helm. And more loot. Small collection of objects. common scale helm. All right, I'm going to drop the what is it? Head, common padded cap. No, okay, drop something else. Hands, sturdy padded gloves. Take the scale helm. Okay, I've checked out all the alcoves now. That is all the loot I can carry. I'm at 100% encumbrance, even after dropping stuff. Anything in the middle? No. Go back south. All right, I've explored everything there is to explore here. Step into the portal. You step into the swirling portal, and immediately everything goes black. An instant later, the veil of darkness lifts, and you find, much to profound relief, you're once again standing before the mill of gating, safe within the walls of Oak Road Keep. And that is that. Yeah. And then if I want to go there again, I've got to go through there again and get lots and lots of nice loot. Got to go through the Mirror of Gating 9 times and defeat 9 Catawok slaver masters, which is really probably something you should do anyway. But, you know, sometimes you need to be rewarded for doing something that you should already bloody do. Move away from the mirror. All right, now, how much does all this sell for? Well, I'll be going to Multiple. All right, with the Gold Emporium. Weapons for sale. Sell your weapons. An iron wad that sells for 1,100, but not very many valuable weapons, especially after I drop so many. And sell. 1,625, that's something, pretty nice. But the real reward is the armor. Yeah, lots and lots of armor to sell. Very quick to sell, I just click on it. Got 1,150 chain things in the boots. Alright, lots of head armor. Leather belt, bone sleeves. Yep, 2,000 things in a row. Hide breastplate sells for 1,448, which must be the cap. Because that is the most valuable thing here. And the whole lot of my armor sells for 14,688 gold. Very nice. Now, if I'd been a bit more lucky and made a bit more room, stored a few more weapons, or had those packages that upgrade your capacity, and got stuff from the bonuses from the Kickstarters. They can also increase your carrying capacity. Obviously, those aren't going to happen again. Although maybe something similar might happen. Anyway. And now that brings my goal to nearly 20,000. Very, very nice. So, if you can do this once every 3 days, and let's say 16,000 a shot, although I suspect, as I said before, I could probably raise it a bit. Sometimes you'll get even luckier. Say so, about 50,000 a week. Or something, 16,000 every 3 days, so After just a few days and weeks of that, you'd be able to get those wings of Arcadia. Or you could just blow it all on just one residence upgrade. But, well, that's the whole point of the residence is to, well, one of the points is to be a gold sink. So, gives you something to do with this huge pile of gold you've got for no particular reason. Anyway, that, I think, well, that's enough of that. Now, I'm really not sure what I will do next. I mean, there are three active adventures, but one leads to murders, and one leads to someone dying, no matter what you do, and the others are feathery. And it's the painted peddler. I mean, do I have that? I mean, it is. Should I show that off? I mean, the thing is, it doesn't really lead to much. I mean, you can go there, you can get it's another sell spot, place with some generic loot for sale, some weird stuff to look at. And then you can get, and probably most importantly, you can get Varquin's Wing of Motley Wonder. Which is a wing that starts out pretty moderate, but if you go to a certain place, then you can upgrade it to an 888 wing. Which was a huge deal when it came out, but it's kind of been put to the side. Now you have things like Kildra's Serpent Wing running around and Zorlan's Wing of Arcania. So it's going to be placed in at least third place. And if you've done some seasonal events, which can give you nice wings, you may well go for all that effort and then and have a wing you don't even equip. Which is quite aggravating, really, which is why it's sort of faded as a wing, because it's just been sucked up by the power creep, this 888 wing. Although it does do another thing, the wing of our wonder. You need it to get to a... To a certain special dungeon, which is unlocked by doing a multiplayer. But honestly, that's a bloody hassle. And then if you've dropped 100 of an item, you can sometimes get from doing the multiplayer in and unlock a super powerful item, which you can get up to three of. The Black Octagonal Gems. I'm sure. Look on the wiki or ask on Discord, you tell you who that is. But honestly, I mean, I got that stuff. I got that stuff for Zoo. So I really don't want to go through all that again. I want to get up to 400 episodes with Sir Croakington. I'm just short. Hey, what am I going to do? Weed out all the tallies equipment? Maybe, but I think we may well be done with Sir Croakington. Unless some sort of Easter event turns up shortly. But you'll just subscribe to this on whatever podcasting thing is, and you'll be alerted if I've got something new. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to start again with another new character, and well, that'll be sometime. Anyhow, until then, with whoever it may turn out to be, Farewell, fellow adventurers.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.